Courbet carried on his social and artistic life while at La Tour de Paix. In 1873, he was invited to exhibit his works in Austria, then in London, thanks to the painter James Whistler, and lastly in the United States, where his works were eagerly awaited by collectors. Swiss artists also came to visit him, including François Bossuon, who he became friends with. They discussed both art and life in general. Bossuon spent a lifetime observing Lake Geneva and painting its shores. This was something Courbet also enjoyed doing.
"Here I am in a charming country,"
he wrote to Whistler, who he used to paint with in Normandy.
"The most beautiful country in the whole wide world, on the shores of Lake Geneva, surrounded by huge mountains. It's a place you'd love, because opposite there's the sea with its horizon. The landscape makes it even better than Trouville."
When Courbet died, Bossuon was appointed as the expert to carry out the inventory of his studio.